right, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of the Scarlet Thread Society. We're doing something a little bit different here. Think of this like an emergency broadcast. You know, I, to my shame, had almost forgot that the McAfee Switch countdown was going on. I realized when I got home from work the other night that, oh, there should only be a day or two left on that. And wouldn't you know it, all of a sudden there wasn't a day or two left on it, that it was just a handful of hours. So I started scrambling that night, figuring, okay, well, I need to be covering this no matter what I actually had planned for this month. And so here we are with the current state of the alleged John McAfee dead man switch. Gracious enough to join me to stop and discuss this is none other than, and if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah. Howie Snowden from Lions Liberty. And thank you for having me on. I love John McAfee. And so I've been following this. And just because we're like let down all the time, I wasn't really expecting anything to come of it, but I still had like a little bit of hope. And another reason, though, that I was kind of not expecting anything is because I feel like if you're someone that has, you know, really damaging information on important people and you have a dead man switch and this is known to keep you alive, if you end up dead, it probably means they figured out some way around that dead man switch. But, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, I said that same exact thing when Mr. Jeffrey hung himself. I told everybody who was super optimistic and thought the system was about to come down, well, if you do have a dead man switch, they deactivate it before they kill you, because no shit, they don't want it to be triggered. And that's just kind of common sense, right?
Yeah, I was also kind of hoping, though, like McAfee being the tech person that he is, that, you know, maybe they thought they did and something will still happen. And, you know, I know, like, the one site we're going to talk about was under heavy DDoS attack. Maybe things are just delayed. I still have, like, the tiniest bit of hope that something may come out. But
yeah, well, again, and that's the other thing, right? You know, if anyone could pull it off, it's this dude who's been doing this stuff forever. And, you know, the thing that's always going to be in favor of something coming out of this is the fact that this guy was the ultimate wild card, right? This episode's not necessarily a memorial for him, though, you know, maybe to an extent it will end up being a memorial for him, because he was a character that's truly larger than life.
Yeah, and not to be too blackpilled, but I did feel like, you know, there is a chance that something could come out, but I felt like no one's going to care, though. It's going to be like Hunter Biden's laptop, like the Hillary Clinton's emails. Like it could, no matter what it is, people just aren't going to care. And I don't know what we do about that, but I still want to know what's going on, what information you might have had on the criminals that run our country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If nothing else comes out of it, I want to know. And that's enough right there. So I guess, where do we start? I mean, a month ago tomorrow, is it?
About.
Yeah. We would have...
Yeah, it is a month ago tomorrow, because I remember it was the day after my birthday that he died. Yep.
He was found, what, in Spain? Dead, yes. In a prison?
Yeah, he was in prison in Spain, and the U.S. was fighting to extradite him on some, you know, like, nonsense financial, like not paying your taxes type stuff.
Yeah, money crime.
Yeah.
White collar stuff. And, you know, apparently, if I'm recalling correctly, the Spanish had just agreed to actually extradite him.
They did. Though John and his lawyers were already, like, planning to fight it. It wasn't like he was going to be placed on a plane and sent to the U.S. the next day or anything.
Right. The order had just come down to do so, and he was getting ready to appeal it. According to his wife and loved ones, he was in extremely good spirits yet. Supposedly, she had just spoken to him the day before.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, there's rough spots, but I saw some things that he was able to tweet and put out where it seemed like he was occasionally having a pretty good time with some of the people there in the prison.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he was being bullied. He had at least some limited degree of social media access himself.
It appeared like kind of, you know, if you had some money, you could probably get some privileges in a Spanish jail.
Right. Which, you know, that's probably actually the case in jails just about anywhere, knowing what we know about how the prison system operates, but...
Yeah, so... Right, so I saw in the news that they were saying that he killed himself, and then almost like right after that came out, it was a big Q posted on his Instagram account, which immediately got deleted, his account. And yeah. Then everything came out about people were talking about the dead man switch, which I'm not 100% sure how it's supposed to work, but I know John had been saying that they were trying to kill him, that they had been like threatening him. He got like a whacked tattoo. He made this whacked token on the Ethereum blockchain.
And it's worth noting about that just right here. There's actually two whacked tokens at this time. There is the whacked token of John McAfee, which has a contract that went active after he died called Epstein. And now there is also just a shitcoin whacked out there that's been price pumping like crazy.
Yeah. So you said went active right after he died. So there was activity before he died, but it was like a transaction every once in a while. But then after he died, it was just like flurry of activity. So I was wondering if like the once every once in a while had to do with the dead man switch, if there is one, like maybe he had to do something or check in or something. And maybe the transaction was, you know, kept the contract from not triggering.
Right. Almost like a residual charge in a car battery or something.
Yeah. Or even if it was, you know, something that someone he knew had to do. And when they heard the news that he was dead, they're like, oh. Time to activate. So,
oh, sure. Like that was the check-in transactions or something you're saying.
Yeah. So something like that. That's what I imagined.
I would imagine so too. And as far as that Ethereum contract goes, it has been seeing activity at least every hour for going on a lot of hours now. I've got an Ethereum Explorer open looking at it. By the time we are done recording here, there has not been a new transaction posted to it, that will be the first time it's gone an hour without at least one new transaction filled in the contract for well over 2 days, it looks like.
And so when I first heard about this too, I mean, I don't know how he was going to be getting information out, but if the information was going to be like written on the Ethereum blockchain, like good luck ever scrubbing that or getting rid of that.
I think that's kind of the idea, right? You know, they want it somewhere where it can't just be straight up erased or switched off like a website can be.
Yeah, and I mean, how many millions of dollars are tied in with that blockchain? It'd be a problem for the government or even the elites to do something like to get rid of that.
There's certainly a whole segment of the tech economy that would disappear overnight if you turned off Ethereum just to get rid of whatever he is trying to bury on there.
Yeah, I mean, not just Ethereum, but like every other token that exists on and all the DeFi networks. Like, so those were the things that had me. I think I messaged you like a day or so before. It's like, oh, you think anything's gonna come? And I mean, there was that Brit Bong log post that had
Brit Bong log post. Brit Bong. Yeah.
They had a countdown.
And that website, the first time, it went dead after, like, what, 2 days or something?
Yeah, and then I remember somebody posted, I saw in, like, our conspiracy on Reddit that it was back up. And so I started to get excited. I'm like, oh, that's like only just like a week away.
And it was back up. And even as the initial timer, the initial countdown was dropping, you could even still access the website for a while. It was about 3-4 hours out from the timing.
Yeah,
about
I know.
To go off where it finally crashed and you couldn't get back in through the DDoS protection.
Yeah, because it was up that night. I remember talking to you. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm like, you're going to let me know if something happens. But do you know anything about the guy who owns that website or runs that website?
I absolutely do not. I've heard people talk about him a couple of times as if he's, I don't know. I don't know anything about him. You know, there's people who are trying to say he's an associate of John's or he was just some other player involved in all of this. And I don't know. I thought when they found the guy, he seemed like he was just a shit poster. So I don't know what he actually has to do with any of this.
Because I wasn't sure if it was that. I've also heard the name Rusty Shackelford mentioned in some of this. And I thought, so I don't really know who that is. I know that some people thought that John might be Rusty Shackelford. And I, if I remember correctly, I kind of think that was somebody who is like maybe like a year ago, they were like flying like drones, taking footage at Epstein Island, like after he died. And at the time, you know, John was on the run out on a boat. And I'm like, oh, maybe that could that be? Could he be Rusty Shackelford? Like, out in his boat, flying some drones over a pedophile island.
Yeah, I mean, people keep saying that, but the character of Rusty Shackelford is, it's literally just a King of the Hill joke.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, it's an alias that the character Dale uses.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm assuming it's an alias for whoever this is, but yeah, I didn't know if you knew more details. It was one of those peripheral things I
had seen. Yeah, well, and that's the thing with this entire thing, right? There's so much going on in the background here, and there's so many other things in motion that it's extremely hard to parse anything out of this yet. And as far as this whole thing being hidden on the blockchain, I've been digging and poking around in some of these transactions. I've been reading through the smart contract itself.
And you know, anything?
I'm not any kind of programmer. I'm not any kind of dev, but, you know, there's no links. There's no embedded images in any of the blocks, at least not for these transactions on this contract.
Yeah, I saw people on 4chan were trying to, like they're pulling, like, ones and zeros from, like, the coding of the website and, like, running them through translators and trying to make something of it. I saw some stuff. Some of it, a lot of it seemed like LARPing, like, Q nonsense.
Yeah, and you know, that all of that is well beyond my technical skill, but I'm just looking at the surface level places a person would look to try and find this stuff, and I don't see anything there, at least. You know, maybe it is buried deeper yet, but...
Yeah, I don't know. And a lot of people have brought up the fact, like, if you were trying to get information out and you had a dead man switch, you're going to have some, like, elaborate, like, puzzle or, like, trail for people to follow, like... I just feel like Q-type people are hijacking this and maybe trying to, like, make a psyop out of it just to, you know, occupy people's times, discredit them or something, you know.
Yeah.
Even if there really was something and maybe they stopped it and now they're just trying to make people look like idiot conspiracy theorists and don't listen to them.
Sure. And, you know, that's the other thing here too, right? It's there might be nothing at play here. You know, I've seen a lot of people on the internet accusing this of just being one last pump and dump for the whacked token. I don't think people are realizing that that's not really how that works necessarily. There's nothing to be gained from that. You know, this thing was set up well in advance and the contract's going to run under the contract parameters one way or another, regardless of how much the token's worth.
Yeah. That did remind me of something that's been on my mind. Money, like, if they've been reporting that John died broke, like all of his millions were gone. And I wonder if that's true, because if he still had lots and lots of money, then I can entertain ideas like maybe he's not even dead. But if he was broke, you're not going to buy your way out of like a situation like this, you know, that would lead me more to think that, you know, either he was killed or he did kill himself.
Yeah, you know, and a suicide out of nowhere does become that much more likely if all of a sudden all of your money is gone. But, I mean, this guy's been involved in cryptocurrency, and he's shilled enough different startups that it seems likely to me, you know, just as a gut-level hunch assertion, he's got to have just bags and bags and bags of altcoins laying around,
yeah,
right?
And he was
You'd think...
he's a big Monero fan too. Like, that could be hidden, you know, and people not know about it. Like, I would imagine I would think he would have to have something. And if we go to the suicide or murder thing, you know, initially it's like, you know, I mean, it could go either way. He was old, like, you know, almost could be spending the rest of his life in prison. But yeah. Then when they found the suicide note that they said was his pocket, and Janice claims like, that is not something that John
that
wrote.
It literally
and,
wasn't even his handwriting is what she said. Yeah, 2-3 days later
she said it seemed like they were trying to like copy the way he tweets, and that the paper that they said was folded up in his pocket, like there were no folds or like creases on it at all.
Right,
and that whole thing, I really do think he was killed. Now, I mean, I was, you know, back and forth on it, but oh, you're going to make a fake suicide note? Like, why would you do that if the guy actually killed himself?
Sure. If this was folded in your pocket, there needs to be a crease in the paper, right?
Right.
I mean, that's not schizophrenia. That's not obsessing over details that don't exist. That's a very clear detail that is very noticeable, and you should know whether or not the paper is creased, right?
Yeah. And I mean, Janice is adamant that he wasn't suicidal. They had talked earlier that day. They're, you know, planning the appeal. And, you know, this is how they expect it was going to go down, and they'd have to fight an appeal case and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, he was either murdered, and not a high possibility, but I hope he's still alive out there, but, you know, I doubt it.
Well, so that's actually as good a time as any to bring up the actual website itself, right? We were talking, and obviously the actual website is totally inaccessible, but there are mirror versions on iatgos. I don't know if I will provide the links in the show description here or not. I probably... depends on how long it takes me to edit and whether or not I remember to do so. But there's mirror sites, right, for all of this, for Brit Bong log post where the countdown timer was originally housed. And I would like to draw your attention, Howie, to the one labeled GOG.
Hold on one second. I'm looking at the one. Where
it's
is this?
Third
oh,
from
oh,
the
oh,
top
I see.
In the
I see
chat
where,
there.
Where it says whacked GOG, like four lines down that one. Oh, let me go to that. Oh.
Yeah, you see what I'm looking at there?
Yeah, I didn't realize those were links.
Yeah, look at that.
I thought just what we were seeing at the main page was it.
Huh. Nope, there was three other pages now. And this one in particular has yet another timer set for 2,224 days from now.
Do you know what the date that is?
I have no idea. That's what, six something years out from now?
I will find out. Let's see, Google, what date is 2,224 days from now. Thursday, August 26, 2027. Doesn't mean anything to me.
No, it doesn't mean anything to me offhand either. But we've got, what I'm saying is we've got a link to yet another timer that's counting down to apparently 2027 now. And if you click that image underneath that timer, you will get a link to a Telegram channel.
Hunter Biden, 18 plus only. Interesting.
And wouldn't you know it, all those Biden photos are tucked away right in there.
So what do you make of this Q tie-in with all this?
And that even is our other tab, right? The whacked Q.
Yeah, because I mean... somebody who had control of John's Instagram post posted the huge Q like right after he died. To be like, I don't think that he was Q. I thought that seemed like a troll move, but now there's all this Q stuff going on with this.
Yeah, you know, and that's the part of this that's been super interesting for me too, is because, as I'm sure people know full well by now, I don't put any stock at all in any of the QAnon stuff, mainly because I think the idea that there's white hats on the way to save us is just an absurd premise.
Yeah, I felt the whole time it was a way to placate Trump supporters while he wasn't doing any of the things that they elected him to do, that they'd be like, no, trust the plan. You know, there's all this other stuff going on where it's like, no, you're just being fooled. Though, I mean, I will say, I do think there are a lot of satanic pedophiles in the elite. You know, yes. Generally, I could say, yes, you know, that's kind of true, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, Q actually correctly identified the villain, as far as I can tell. You know, they didn't get anything else right, but they can see who the bad guy is, and that's something anyways.
I'm glad there's more mistrust in the rulers, but I do think a lot of people are played on some of that. I could be wrong, though. I don't know everything.
But the question then becomes, right, what is their incentive to participate or associate with this Q stuff? You know, just the idea that he's got a, again, alleged dead man switch is enough of a hype builder in and of itself. And what are you building hype for in the first place, right?
Oh, I just thought, had it, and I thought, just a random idea. So let's hear it, yeah. What if Q was a psyop played on people to distract them, placate them, this and that? And what if John decided, I'm going to hijack that and use it for my purposes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would seem like, that seems like it would work.
I mean,
and that might explain why we're seeing posthumous cues now, right?
Co-opting's, you know, as old as time.
It really is.
So when we go to this Q link, it says, good news, number one, but spelled with good with a Q. Using a mask will weaken many plans coordinated by artificial intelligence. All cameras connected to the networks are infected. That global attack was the only way to justify that many users hide their faces with masks. For an intelligent machine, organic matter is not important. So
that's mighty cryptic, isn't it?
They're trying to say that,
it's perfectly coherent.
We're trying to say that the whole COVID thing and wearing masks was like a good thing so we could trick the cameras.
That's the way that reads to me, right? That they had to do something in order to get people wearing masks because they weren't, not because there was a disease, but because they needed people's faces to not be exposed to apparently an AI wielding a global camera network. Seems to be what it's trying to get at.
So the hardest part to believe about that is that, like, the government was doing anything to protect us.
Right. Second, absolutely.
Part of me felt like this whole mask thing, this is like, help the AI and cameras get better at facial recognition while masks are being used. Because I don't have it turned on my phone, but I guess you can unlock your iPhone now with, like, your face, even with a mask on.
Really?
Yeah. And I saw somewhere, I forget what kind of event it was, but the security, it was like you couldn't be wearing a mask, sunglasses, and hat. Any two of the three was fine, but you couldn't have all three of those. So I think that might have to do with some of the facial recognition stuff.
Yeah, that certainly seems possible. And I'm sympathetic to people who want to try and make the case for that. I mean, it sounds like a thing that could certainly be the case. But what makes me a little bit uncertain about this is just how much it kind of smells like QAnon crap, especially as we got towards the end of the Trump era. The Q movement had always been pretty deranged, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But especially towards the end, they started to fixate on artificial general intelligence, and many of them were trying to speculate that Q itself was an artificial general intelligence that was being either sent back in time or actively developed now in the current era that was going to come to save them from the evil, you know, lizard politicians on top of the heap, and that only AI could liberate us. Whatever this post is, whoever made this, whether it be John or one of his associates or just some rando who was able to sneak a link into a link.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of this. It seems like it's trying to say that AI is somehow the villain in all of this.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it either. And honestly, I'm not thrilled about the Q tie into this whole thing.
I'm really not either.
I'm not gonna write off anything 100%, but and even like the stuff about like the AI, like you're just saying, I don't know. I would need like some good evidence, like one where like the AI's got to save us or the AI's going to destroy us. It's I'm just kind of in wait and see mode and not knowing facts. I'm just going to have to go with my gut and what I think is right in my day to day, you know, behaviors and actions.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people make the mistake of believing that I believe every single thing I read and hear and see on the internet. And I don't, obviously. I don't think time traveling AI is coming to save us right now. And I don't think time traveling AI is the supervillain behind John's death and the coronavirus and all this other stuff either. So yeah. I don't know what to do with this image. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know why it's here or what it applies to, but it's here and it was included very deliberately. You know, all of these links that we're talking about and discussing became banners right at the top of the main Switch website. So obviously they wouldn't have been posted there if it wasn't from whoever had access to run John's site, right?
Yeah. And have you noticed, though, that Janice hasn't said anything about any of this? Only, not a thing. You know, he didn't kill himself. Nothing about any of this. I mean, she has to know about it, right?
Well, that's just it. I mean, if you had a secret so damning that you allegedly had, what, 31 or 36 terabytes worth of documented corruption of justice evidence, would you tell your spouse?
Yeah, but I would want people to think she didn't know.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. I'm not married. I don't know. I don't think I would tell my wife something like this. I don't think I would, but...
I don't know. I mean, if it's somebody you share everything with, I don't... I'm glad I'm not in that situation. But, I mean, I guess it would behoove her that everyone thinks she knows nothing, for sure. You don't think it could be her doing all this? I don't know. I don't know who's doing it. Like, it seemed, yeah, I know there were a lot of people that worked with him, you know, worked on his like security, like lived under boat with him, that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. This dude had basically a feudal style full household staff, right?
Yeah. I don't know how often it rotated, how, you know, who was in the inner circle or what, like it, and if people are acting on his orders or if people are just like doing this on their own, you know?
Well, do you remember that Logia dude? Like Rob Logia or something, who was kind of like, I don't know, he kind of played the role of lieutenant, at least on Twitter and for social media purposes.
Just how deeply
he was actually involved or who he actually is kind of unknown, but I don't know. I stopped following him on Twitter a year or two ago, but that dude has a Twitter account. I don't know if he's been dark or if he's had things to say about this, but
so a question for you, you know, the second timer,
yeah,
it's frozen now. For secure live video uplink, like it's
on the main page. Yep.
Yeah, 8 hours, 13 minutes, 35 seconds, just
and not, it's been frozen working. There for a couple of hours now.
Wasn't it down to like, wasn't there a new timer and then it was like 2 hours left?
I don't know, because that original timer right there, the secure live video uplink, whatever that means, because a video was never uploaded. You know, there was never...
That just goes to Etherscan, so maybe it was uploaded to a blockchain if there was such... And I'm not even sure if... I don't even know if, like, theory, if you could do that.
Yeah, I don't either. But regardless, that timer had actually gone down to zero. And then after the last day and a half, you know, sometime in the last 12 hours or so, that timer actually started running again and it reset after the initial timer, the big black box one at the top of the screen, hit zero.
Okay, that must be what I was thinking of because I heard people talking about that being reset and there were like 2 more hours left. And so that must have gone down to zero. Dude, that second link from the top whacked the second important step.
Yeah.
And it's got like the flood. And so causing floods is just a second important step. Many of you know that for a coward, the end justifies the means. And there's been crazy flooding. And I don't know if you saw, like, in last week in China, like, three major dams, like, burst, like, same week. And there was all this rain, and the subway system got flooded. All these people, like, drowned in a subway car. And we're also at the same time hearing about in Dubai, they're, like, making weather, making it rain. It's like, oh, I thought that was a crazy conspiracy thing. But they're like, oh, it's so hot. Dubai's making their own rain.
Yeah, you know, and then there's also Germany, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Arizona is seeing, you know, unprecedented, historically out of line rain patterns right now, too, I know.
Don't you think those major dams in China all busting the same week is a little suspicious?
Yeah, you know, on one hand, I just don't trust communists to engineer anything. And that seems like a clear case of the razor that I could accept. If it weren't for the fact that I knew we had this going on in the background, right?
Like if all three of them burst, like, the same year, I'd be like, oh, yeah, shitty communist engineers. But the same week? I guess it could be due to the rains, but I don't know.
Sure. I mean, apocalyptic rains are apocalyptic rains. That does happen, and it will break dams when it happens.
But this part, this part is, quote, for a coward, the end justifies the means. We know these people that if there is this information, the kind of people that it would be about, they have no problems killing many innocent people.
Yeah.
Get their way.
You know, if the villains are who they think and we say they are, they're not the kind of people that would have an issue blowing a dam if it were advantageous to them.
Yeah. I mean, just everything going on this whole, like, year and a half is just so wild. It's,
you know, one detail I hadn't noticed about this flood picture earlier that I'm noticing now. It seems to be, I see it's got signage in both English and German. You
is
notice that?
What, that? Is that what FREI, is that German?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering what language that was. And Germany just, I wonder, did this come up after the floods in Germany or before?
Yeah, because all of that was going on last week already, even. So the countdown would have still been in its initial phases during all the flooding and whatnot. Which, you know, is, again, presumably an act of nature. Presumably.
So when I was here before, I was wondering, like, what is this site? Because if, you know, if you go down to the bottom where there's, like, the home and the arrows, if you hit, like, an arrow over, this seems, like, totally unrelated to any of this.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what this site is either, hosting this mirror.
Like, it seems like, is this a different post by the same person that runs this site? Greetings all, my current hack, blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's so hard to trust any of this stuff because I'm just like, oh, this is a mirror. Like, how do I know this is really a mirror of the original site that was attacked? And what was with, like, a huge portion of the internet being down the other day?
Did well, that's the other thing too, right?
Did they come out with, like, an excuse for that yet?
If you go to just the homepage, iatcoast.in, the first page, you know, just going to iatcoast.in will take you to the original mirror.
Okay. Oh, is this just mirroring all different kinds of stuff?
It must be. I'm not sure what the website itself is anyways.
So you know what? And you can search this. From the top here, I'm just going to search the $whacked and see all any of the posts related to that, how many there are. Looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And speaking of the whacked token, going back to the Ether scan for the contract, there has now not been a new transaction even started on the Epstein contract in an hour and 15 minutes now. Which, given the previous pace of transactions, makes me think that it's finished now.
Weren't, I mean, again, this is something I read on Reddit and I haven't verified. Were tokens being burned?
I bet we could scroll through the transactions and find which ones weren't approved. But to answer, I think, your intended question here,
I mean, like,
what
I thought,
you're kind of gesturing at, if the is, yeah, whacked randomly burns a certain number of transactions.
So that makes, well, if it burns the tokens, like, if they don't exist anymore, I was wondering, like, if something happens when they run out.
Yeah, it's naturally deflationary in that the tokens, 1 in 10 or 10% of transactions will literally just cease to exist.
Oh, okay, yeah. That could be a timer all of its own. Hopefully it's not the 2000-day one.
Yeah.
Dude, now that you mentioned that it's been over an hour, I'm going to keep hitting refresh on this like every like 2 seconds. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm going to too until I need to go into work. But again, you know, I'm not savvy enough to even find where anything would be hidden in this contract here. I just...
So there never was a video.
Yeah, right? There doesn't seem to have been.
Okay. It was odd when that picture, that map picture got added to this. People said it was like a diamond mine in Sierra Leone. People that like looked into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Twitter posters said that, and I don't know if that's true. Mm-hmm. I tried just reverse image searching this too, and mm-hmm. nothing came up. So I don't know how they got to that conclusion. There were no exact matches.
Well, I mean, if someone is familiar with what a diamond mine looks like, if that is what it looks like, it seems like a pretty... I don't know how you can know where.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever those two structures are at the top of it do look like something's been strip mined out of there. You know what I'm talking about? Those two circular structures?
Oh, yeah. I just looked up diamond mines. That is exactly what they look like. Okay. So it's definitely it's a diamond mine somewhere, for sure. Let's see. What are these structures? Like the building up, like between them?
I don't know what that building is. I was talking about those two circular areas. I was just saying, it looks like something's been strip mined out of there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess if that is what that is, but...
The whole, like, I don't know, the whole, like, rabbit trail search thing just seems so, like, we're not getting anything.
Sure, and that's exactly what I said last night when I was talking to people about it. It's, you know, these things, each piece of text is perfectly coherent. The problem is it's also just so cryptic that there's no indicating what any of it is or what any of it means.
Oh, what are those things called where there is something like this and usually it'll be for like a promotion for like something and people need to figure it out. It's like a game. I forget the name for that, but I mean, sometimes people do put these elaborate things together that people on the internet obsess over and do figure out, like, that does happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the famous example being the cicada game, right?
I don't know if I've heard of that one.
Cicada followed by whatever numerical sequence.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, I mean, are you saying that this might just be another example of that? Is that what you're getting at, Howie?
Maybe. I mean, if you wanted to get some internet people like obsessed over something,
that would be the way to do it, wouldn't it?
I mean, I guess the question is, you know, is there a answer at the end, or is there not?
You know? Right. Well. And, you know, I mean, I guess depending on what we want to believe here, we might have to wait 6.5 years for that.
Yeah. And I'm, like, as I said, I'm not expecting anything, but I'm not giving up hope. This will be something that I, like, follow peripherally and, you know, keep my eye on now and then, check in on. But yeah. I'm not going to start trying to tear everything apart and, like, I'm not going on the chase myself, for sure. One, I'm not smart enough to figure it out, too, you know.
Well, that's just the other thing, right? If I had any idea how to actually read through this Ethereum garbage, I might even be willing to try, but...
And I mean, I guess, too, would be, I just feel like so much of this stuff and the controversy that we find nowadays, I think, is just there to distract us. Just, you know, argue about this while we, you know, do something else. Even as simple as, like, the banks and the governments, like, let us keep robbing you, you know, argue over transgender bathrooms, like, you know.
Right.
They, like, want to give us something to obsess over. So, I mean, that's not a reason not to look into something, but it's, you know, I always am worried that they're just trying to bog us down in nonsense.
Yeah, I just, man, I just wish I could figure out what's going on here, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, what are we looking for? Where are we looking for? There's just, what more is there to know right now? There's got to be something we're missing, right?
Yeah, it's
except there doesn't even have to be if it's just one elaborate massive prank.
For what, so I'll like wade into 4chan to see what those people are saying about things, and there are some, you know, people that were doing a lot of work on this, but there are so many like people like shitting on them, trying to get them to stop, which was suspicious all on its own too.
Well, and that is the thing, right? That does become suspicious. Like, why do you want people to stop caring so bad? You know, what difference does it make to you whether or not this is legit?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the Q stuff, when, like, the news wouldn't even mention it or say anything about it, it seemed more like, oh, maybe there's something to this, until there's, like, this needs to be stamped out and destroyed.
Yeah, well, and the whole thing about Q was I was pretty suspicious of it right from the get-go. Because, again, I just don't believe that there's anyone in power who's coming to save anyone.
No.
Like, even if you look at this, it's not like John was ever in charge of anything, right? I mean, the dude was just a freaking scallywag, a rogue.
No, actually, that's not correct. I think he did do work with the intelligence community and maybe with like NASA and like some other things.
Well, in that he certainly provided services and software to them. Yes. But I guess what I'm saying is he wasn't in the heart of power. He was a contractor to them.
Exactly. There's I remember him telling a story about how it had to do with like him getting a clearance to have access to certain things, and the fact that he was like a obvious like drug abuser, this and that, but I guess they needed his help, and so, you know.
And so he got the clearance regardless, right?
Yeah.
I guess depending on just who gave it to him, maybe that's what's about to come back and bite him in the ass if this works out.
Yeah, and this was a long time ago, though. He didn't do any of that kind of work, like, in... it had to be like way over a decade ago. You know, people aren't going to really care about something that's that old anyways, unless it's earth changing, you know, like really crazy stuff. I feel like the amount he drank, the drugs he did, if he knew something really crazy, he would have come out with it already, I feel like.
Well, you'd think, but at the same time,
unless it was just stuff.
I almost kind of wonder, too, how much of his whole bit and his whole shtick was the same as Richard Nixon, where you're acting mad to keep your enemies off balance, you know?
Yeah.
That's you know, true. Like, some of it's pretty indisputable. The fact that he went on insane benders in South America seems like it did literally happen. Because there's police reports, and that's how he got chased out of Belize, but...
Yep. Oh, and on that topic, I don't think he murdered his neighbor.
I really don't believe so, either. No. I mean, his neighbor might have wound up dead, but... Doesn't seem like John killed him.
Government being corrupt and trying to shake him down for money seems a lot more likely to me. He was a big, like, yoga guy, too. Did you know that?
I did not know he was into yoga. I know he's a truth. I know he was a truther about that supplement NAC NAC.
Yeah.
I haven't tried taking it myself, but that's what he credits his quick recovery times and excellent health to.
I've heard a lot of people. Have they banned it yet? Man, I need to get some of that.
I don't believe they have, because I think that Cernovich guy is still on it, too. I know he's big into it.
And something else I need to look into. So I got a prescription for ivermectin from myfreedoctor.com, which sounds like a scam. I'm like,
it
no,
does sound like
no
a scam.
Way. I'm like, no way this is gonna anything. But you have to have like sort of like a consult. But it was really like, hey, we need you to answer all these questions to make this like a legal actual like doctor's thing. And we'll get back to you in like 12 hours. But besides ivermectin, they gave me all these lists of not prescription things that they think help with COVID that they said I might want to try as well. And
oh, well, there you
I'll go. Have to look into them because it wasn't stuff that I had heard of before.
So it's just like a telemedicine for the people sort of deal?
It's telemedicine for the people, and they operate on donations. So at the end, you just say like what you're willing to donate for, and they send in the prescription to your pharmacy. One thing I was concerned about, I saw someone on Reddit said that they had sent an ivermectin prescription for them to CVS, and when they went to pick it up, CVS wouldn't fill it. But they just went to another smaller pharmacy and they did. But I went to Walgreens and they had no problem.
Sure, that could have just been a case-by-case thing.
Yeah, they said CVS said that it wasn't a standard dosage and that's why they wouldn't fill it.
Oh.
But
I don't know. That seems like the type of thing that could happen too, though.
But John looked pretty good for his age and the abuse he put himself through. I might listen to him on some of this health advice. If he says NAC works, I'm going to look into it at least.
Yeah, yeah. Man, rip John. We talked about all the individual pages. I think we've kind of gone over all the reasons to be super skeptical of this and all the reasons to hold out hope.
Yeah.
If there's any Scarlet Thread listeners out there that know their way around digging through the guts of Ethereum, please, I will include the link to the Epstein contract for the whacked token, at least, if not necessarily the other stuff. Just poke around in there and see if there's something that's actually worth digging out of it. Like I said, I read the contract itself. I looked at some of the transactions and I didn't really see anything, but yeah, is there anything left to say, Howie?
No, I mean, the whole thing about his death is so super suspicious. And then if this is like a ruse or something, this is so elaborate and crazy, but just the fact that this is going on, I hope people know and take a look at it. And maybe some of the smarter or more autistic people than me might notice something or like figure this out if there's something to figure out, but I'll definitely be keeping my eye on this. And, you know, I'm always going to have the tiniest bit of hope that, hey, will it ever be exposed that there's these horrible monsters like ruling the world? And, you know, maybe we should do something about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it will be. Hopefully they will be exposed. I'm not terribly optimistic, but like I said, if anyone could pull it off, it would be this insane rogue, this titan of industry who lived exactly as he wanted to. Rip John again.
Oh, hey, I have a question for you before we go. I know the name of the contract was Epstein, which, you know, makes sense because no one believes he was killed and John was saying that he was going to be killed. Oh, did he have any connection with Epstein? I don't think I've ever seen anything like.
No, he was never connected to Epstein himself.
Good, good.
If you remember right before he got arrested for the last time, he was making a lot of noise about Epstein, though. He was talking about that issue a whole lot. So that's the real connection right there. But.
Okay. All right. Got it. Good. Glad to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know, there was never any contact between the two of them. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes and all of this, but.
Yeah. Oh, and one last thing. Even if he wasn't murdered, his blood is still on the IRS's hands. Like, if somebody is just like so depressed about having to spend the rest of their life in prison because they weren't willing to be robbed, like the IRS killed him. If if it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even if the CIA didn't literally hang him, the IRS drove him to do it. Yeah, I agree totally. That's a great point, Howie, and that's worth keeping in mind. You know, even without all this sensationalism and surrealism I do here, it's nice to keep in mind just how horrible these people are, even at their most mundane.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Is there anything you'd like to plug before we take off here?
Nope. No, I'm good. Any of our Lions, anybody who listens to Lions of Liberty, you may not know, if you remember the Pride, I often do Pride-only Conspiracy Corner episodes, and that's the fun stuff. So if you're listening already, and you know, it's a couple bucks a month, maybe join the Pride, get that extra content. But that's where you'll hear me talk more about these kind of things that, you know, maybe aren't mass audience, you know, interested.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, dude. Like I said, I always have a blast with you. We DM all the time. I look forward to doing more of this stuff in the future, and I appreciate you helping me out, at least going over this imagery and going over these links with me. There's something buried here, people. Hand to whatever you want me to take the oath on. There's something here, but for the life of me, I haven't found it yet. I promise I'm going to keep looking.
And pause. Even if there isn't something here, there's some reason why someone wants this out there and people looking, you know? There's a reason for all this. Like, there's something. Whether it's information that we want or whether it's just, like, they're trying to do something to, I don't know, but it's
right. No, we're on the same page there. Thank you again, Howie.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.